Central Kiev turns into a war zone. Demonstrators are running for cover as snipers and other security forces attack them. Protesters, some of them wearing helmets, rush to carry away what appear to be dead bodies. At least scores of people are now known to have died after a short-lived truce crumbled Thursday when gunfire first erupted at Independence Square, the center of anti-government protests. Earlier, furious protesters tried to storm the security services building in the western city of Khmelnytsky. Soon, more bloodshed unfolds. There is panic as a woman is shot. She lies motionless, heavily bleeding, in front of the building. Churches are concerned. In an unprecedented move, the Ukrainian Orthodox Church leadership says prayers for the current government will no longer be included in the liturgy. Instead, the denomination's ruling body, known as the Holy Synod, advises believers to ask God to protect Ukraine and its people and to pray for the nation and the many victims of recent violence. It expresses concern that authorities have reportedly begun using assault weapons, including snipers with automatic rifles, against Ukrainian people, leaving dozens dead and hundreds injured. The international community has also expressed shock about the fighting. On Thursday, the German, French and Polish foreign ministers met Ukraine's embattled president Viktor Yanukovych and were to meet the opposition as part of efforts to end the crisis. Russian media said Russia's President Vladimir Putin also planned to send an envoy to mediate between Ukraine's leader and the opposition, underscoring a geopolitical battle for the future of this former Soviet nation. Amid the tensions, European Union ministers are considering sanctions, including possible steps such as assets and travel bans. The United States has already announced U.S. visa bans on 20 Ukrainian government officials, who it claims were responsible for ordering human rights abuses related to political oppression. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has urged President Yanukovych to end the crackdown.
President Yanukovych has the opportunity to make a choice. A choice is between protecting the people that he serves, all of the people, and a choice for compromise and dialogue versus violence and mayhem.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has told Russian media that threats of sanctions are blackmail and accused the EU of arriving in Kiev on uninvited missions. German Chancellor Angela Merkel spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin over the situation in Ukraine amid some concerns that Russian forces may intervene. For Vatican Radio, I'm Stefan Bos, reporting.